But we're glad that you're with us this morning. As you know, most everything other than small groups is not happening during the week, our regular programming. We're hoping that you stay connected through your small group. And Rick has been very busy this week making sure that you can connect to one another. Another way that you can connect with us is through our website. If you have a need, we have a whole list of people that are more than happy to pick up and come your way and help you with whatever it is that you need help with as we deal with this circumstance, which will most likely last for at least the next several months. Several have asked, so I want to tell you that you can give online. It's very easy to do. Just go to the web page, push on the prompt that says give, and the rest of it will just walk you through how to give online. If you need any help with that, please call the office and either the administrative assistant or our financial manager will get back to you and help you give as you feel moved to give and as you feel called to give, so that we might keep things running even though we're running in a little bit different direction. It's great to have you with us today. Now I'm going to turn it over to Rick, and Rick's going to talk to us about Rooted. I'm still rooting for Rooted.
Rooted began 10 weeks ago with a snowstorm. On the eve of our first meetings, people were stuck in their homes, wondering if they were going to have their first meeting. And here we are today at week 10 with the same situation. Over 330 people at SCC participated in Rooted, and each week brought its own challenges, its own joys, as we did daily devotions through this book, week after week. We prayed together. We gained freedom from strongholds. We served this church and our community. We learned about sacrificial giving. We shared our stories. And this is Celebration Sunday for Rooted. I asked people to record short videos about what this experience did in their lives. And I told them, you are the message today. If you send in a lot of videos, Scott has less to preach. And you know what? They delivered. And this is their testimony.
In January, hearing about Rooted at church, I had no intention of joining a group. But on Sunday, January 17th, Scott was talking, and I took out my cell phone and immediately texted Carol Bennett and asked if I could join her Rooted group. By week three, I finally heard God talk to me during prayer, so that was a big milestone. And by week six, I had to tell my life story to half strangers and half people I knew. So from this point on, I have been able to talk to God more, hear God more, and develop new friendships.
What I love about Rooted is the fact that God knew everyone that was going to be here together. God knew exactly what I needed to hear, and when I read Rooted every single week, I was able to hear the Holy Spirit's voice of what I should do for that week.
I've really enjoyed Rooted because we have really good food together, and we've increased our small group time. We used to meet every other week. Now we've been meeting every week for 10 weeks, and it's been a really great way to build fellowship and get to know each other better and have new people come into our group.
It feels good to be around other Christians who have experienced struggles but come through them with God's help.
The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him. Nahum 1:7.
Thank you for this family and for all their children and wherever they are across the world, that your hand is upon them.
All right, so Lisa read yours, I read yours, Kimberly had one, and there we
and
go.
Tracy.
It's awesome because we enjoy each other's company so much, we can be ourselves. We cleaned all the toys in the nursery, and we had a blast doing it.
I never really thought about worry as a stronghold, and that impacted me when I figured that out. And so it's easier to dismiss worry and fear and stress when you think of it as something that's a stronghold.
One of my favorite parts is sharing your story, because that's been difficult with me due to my sins and my nature before I was a Christian. And reading more about how to share your story and how to bring others to Christ was very impactful.
What I have enjoyed most about Rooted is the lesson on tithing and how powerful it is to honor God in His instruction to give.
I had really not thought about the money we give, like it's used for EPIC and middle school and high school and things that there may be non-church kids coming to those things. That might be their only opportunity to hear about Jesus, and that is an eternal value.
What I really liked was hearing people's stories, how they became a Christian and how they're going in their walk.
The part that meant the most to me was on temptation, and there was a line in here that says, we must understand our purpose in life is not to gratify our cravings, but to do the will of our Heavenly Father.
When we got to the strongholds section, I spent a lot of time there, and the Lord really revealed to me something that I had in my life for a long time. And actually, I prayed that out, and He released me from it. So I feel great victory from going through that lesson.
My aha moment came a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Holy Spirit. And when I first got saved, I always thought I had to be rebaptized with the Holy Spirit. And I realized that the Spirit is already within me, and I don't have to do that. And it was such a freeing moment when God showed that to me.
Our group did a service project on a Sunday afternoon at a kind of like an open kitchen community service area where homeless people will come in. And we have six people that were in our group, and three of us served food, and then three of us walked around the room. There was about 25 homeless people in the room eating food, and we just walked around and talked with them and got to know them. Got to pray with a lot of them and got to know their names, got to know their needs, and it was just interesting to be immersed in that community and get to know it a little bit. One of the homeless people came up to me, and he was more my age, and I got to share who Christ was and what God is, and how God loves him and has a plan for his life and how he's forgiven through Christ. And that was an amazing moment in my life that I got to share with this guy.
Oh, I like the friendship that has developed between the six of us, I think. Aren't there six here? Yep.
Try ginger snaps.
Try ginger snaps. They are the greatest.
It's all about the ginger snaps.
Oh, no.
It's a lot more provoking than I anticipated. And so it's a real good exercise in soul searching.
It's been a learning experience to delve a little deeper into our walk and the way we're perceived by others.
I think one of the most effective things about Rooted for me is the fact that it confirms so many of the things that I've learned in my Christian life, and it just puts an exclamation point on it.
This opportunity that coronavirus is kind of throwing it out to us to give us a challenge of, you know, we need to stay connected.
At SEC, we're serious about staying connected and building on what God has done. Today, our groups were supposed to sit together in church. And that's not happening right on this campus, but it's going to happen remotely today. This week, Netflix set up a new service where people could start a movie at the same time and then chat about it with their friends from home. And we're going to be tempting something just like that as a church today. We've already gone out this week and equipped over 40 small group leaders to do teleconference with their groups. They've got a free conference call app, and they're going to be doing that within their groups. We've got our Rooted groups, our heart-to-heart women's groups. We've got other small groups on board to do that. And that service might work, that service might fail, but today we're going to break the internet with love and blessing. So we're going to text each other today, text our friends, text our family. We're going to try to connect around the service in whatever way we can and with whatever the technology that we've got in front of us allows us to do. And we're excited about that. In fact, we're going to create a new habit as a church in the coming weeks where every week small groups in this church watch the live stream at the same time, whether it's live or a little bit later in the day. And at the end, they're going to call each other. They're going to get on video chat, and they're going to talk about the message, what it means to them, and they're going to pray for each other. And that's going to be the new way of doing church in the days ahead. You may have noticed if you're on YouTube that there's a subscribe button and you can do comments. Well, here's your chance to comment during the sermon. Everybody sits and listens most of the time. Here we've got a new feature where you can actually give Scott encouragement live if you're watching this on live stream. But no matter what today, I want to encourage you to do one thing. Sundays is the day to reach out and to love on our friends and on our family. And if you're not in a small group that's doing that, all you need to do is call the church office and go to our website. We are setting up groups. We hope to have more than 40 by next week. We're looking forward to what God is doing. I want you to get ready. We're going to read our scripture passage. It's 2 Corinthians 3:18 and 2 Timothy 2:20 through 21. So 2 Corinthians 3 says, "So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." 2 Timothy 2 says, "In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you in every good work." Why don't you come on up, Scott?
Thank you, Rick. Here, I'll let you come down. Rooted has been the opportunity to look expansively as well as very specifically at what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ. A phrase that we're hearing day in and day out is, be prepared, not panicked. And I think Rooted has been preparing us for this opportunity as well as all the other opportunities in life that panic us, worry us, stress us out. It's a little bit like a boat in a storm. We're well anchored through Rooted. And so we don't need to worry or stress or be panicked about all that is going on around us as we stay rooted in Jesus Christ, as we seek to love him with our mind, heart, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourself. A rooted disciple is someone who is learning the Word of God, applying the Word of God in a very open way, understanding that life changes. There are fastballs thrown in life and there are curveballs thrown in life. Sometimes the ball of life is thrown into the dirt. And our goal as we make our way is to feel a sense of security and affirmation in God's love and then share that with those around us. Learners who are applying the Word of God in easy as well as very challenging settings and opportunities. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 3, 18 this morning. So all of us who have the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. Now, this verse takes us back to Exodus 34, verse 33, whereas Moses interacted with God, his face was glowing. In fact, it shone so much that people kind of said, "Hey, can you cover over your face a little bit? We can't even see you to talk to you." And so he put a veil over his face because the glory of the Lord shone so strongly in his face. And so that veil's been removed so that we can all see the glory of God in one another. And the Lord, who is Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into what? His glorious image. This celebration, this commitment that we have to Christ and one another, it's a growing live experience in our life. And it is a glorious thing, God sharing His glory, revealing His glory to us, so that we can then share that glory with those around us. And wouldn't you agree, in this time, people could use the uplift, the reassurance that God is in control, that God's glory is not only for a moment in life, but it is for all eternity. When we're learning open disciples of Jesus Christ, we will gain more and more knowledge and wisdom and have opportunity to wrestle with what that means in our day-to-day life, how we apply those truths, those realities in our life. God is changing you more and more. That's right, you're not just getting old, you're getting more glorious as you age, as you experience Him and share Him day in and day out. Philippians 4:9, keep putting into practice, notice, keep on doing this. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me, and that's Paul speaking. Everything you heard from me, saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Now, some would say Paul's being a little egotistical, don't you think? He's setting himself up as the example. Well, yes, he is. Because he is the pastor, the evangelist that has established this church. And we need to remind ourselves that the Bible is being written in this very moment. The New Testament wasn't together yet. It wasn't written yet. And Paul, like all leaders, would ask people to model their faith. Model how to live out that faith on a day-to-day basis. And Paul reminds us that this is a process of transformation. That each and every day we have the opportunity to put on more of God's glory, God's love. Continue to change more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And no, we'll never become Jesus Christ, but God is changing us and transforming us. And that's an issue primarily of our character. As I've mentioned before, as we make our way into eternity, there's only a few things we're going to take with us. Oh, I think we'll take our personality, because that's part of who we really are. I believe we will also take our character. Our character is eternal. God is doing something in us that is now beginning but will continue not only tomorrow and the next year and the next decade but into the next life. And the reason for that is God is changing us more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that's a great goal for us as rooted disciples to aspire towards. to have a character that is strong and detailed, a character with depth that stepped up to the challenges of, well, living in this world that is not always easy, not always friendly towards us. Character is a very specific element of who we are as a person. John put it this way: your love for one another will be the proof to the world that you are my disciples. Now, when I read that again, I thought, you know, it's not knowledge. Notice, knowledge is not being called out. What's being called out is our love, which is our knowledge, our understanding of the Word of God, but that coupled with our experience, with our desire to live out our faith day to day. And I believe right now the world will know that we're Jesus' disciples by how we love other people around us. Lots of opportunity. Lots of opportunity to share our goods with one another, but also lots of opportunity to share who we are and who we are becoming in Jesus Christ. I recently read an article by Bob Quinn, and he was speaking about the growing gap that we're experiencing in the church between what we know and what we practice. His parallel is to take that idea and bring it within the corporate circle or environment, talking about the fact that there's a difference between competency at work and character at work. And many people have great competency, but their character is keeping them from actualizing all of their competency. They are faltering and failing in their career because their character is not up to their competency. Their character, perhaps, is being ignored, is not as important as their competency. But we all know some people very competent who have crashed and burned in life. And usually that's not about what they know or what they're able to do. It's about the character behind the person. Their lack of character has gotten the better of them. And so really, to their company, to their organization, their competency is for naught. We want to have a high competency. We want to understand the Bible. But we also have to grapple with how to apply it, allowing our character to be made stronger and stronger, allowing the Holy Spirit to transform us each and every day. Now, that'll take us to Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Now, in the wake of what we're experiencing, which of these inner characteristics could you use today? But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Could we use a little more love? Understand that God loves us in spite of all that we're experiencing? Could we use a little more joy today? We're weighted down. We're worried. We're panicked about what's going on around us. Yet the Holy Spirit wants to give us a sense of joy, a sense of hope, peace, patience. Patience is being tested. One comedian I heard on TV said, okay, I think I understand this. The government's plan A is that we shelter at home with our spouse and our children. What's plan B? We're so close in community, we could use a little distancing. We could use a good walk in the sunshine. A chance both to be together, but also to be alone. And while when we're together, it's going to take more and more patience. Kindness is going a long ways right now. Kindness to our neighbor, kindness to people that we know, and kindness to people that we don't know. Goodness, faithfulness is definitely tested. Gentleness and self-control. The Holy Spirit wants to transform us, and what we need to do is lean into that. Our sinful nature wants us to keep backing up, to avoid engaging with the Holy Spirit so He can transform us. We need to lean into that. And Rooted's been a lot about leaning into what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us and through us. Rooted's been a lot about developing our character. So in our time of testing, in our times of challenge and need, that our Holy Spirit character would be unveiled. That glory of the Lord would be shown in very practical ways to those around us, those in need. Those that need something and, well, those around us that just need us to encourage them. Be with them. Pray with them. This work of the Holy Spirit is an eternal work because our character is eternal. Let me connect for you two scripture passages that I think point to that reality that our character is created with an eternal purpose in mind. 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, right? When guests come over, you get out the china. Well, if you're my age or older, you get out the china. And you get out your silverware, and you adorn the table with your very best, things made of gold and silver. Some, our everyday tableware, is made of wood and or clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, for God occasions, for unique occasions like what we're dealing with today. And the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself clean, and here that word means transforming, moving away from your old sinful nature and putting on your new nature in Jesus Christ. And as we put off the sinful and we put on the glorious, when we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, now we're in a place where God can use us for all of those important special occasions. You will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Well, that reminds us about what Paul says to Timothy, that the Bible's been given to us and it's inspired so that we would be equipped to do what? Every good work. Now, the implication is pretty simple. You want to stay wood and clay, you can. But if you want to allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, He will take the everyday things of wood and clay and He will transform you into something very special. You will be like gold and like silver. And as we aspire to be rooted disciples, yielding and submitting to the Holy Spirit, then we're in the position for God to use us. When life is challenging, when the world seems to be on fire, you are gold and silver. You are the utensils that God wants to use for the special occasions, the spiritual occasions and opportunities in this world. Now I want to tie together another verse that again talks about things that are special and things that are common. 1 Corinthians 3:12 and 13. Anyone who builds on the foundation, and here Paul is talking about the foundation of Jesus Christ in our life. What are we building on the foundation of Jesus Christ? Anyone who builds on this foundation may use a variety of materials: gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, and straw. See, it sounds parallel to what we were just talking about in terms of utensils. Now we're talking about the fact that all of us have an opportunity to be rooted disciples. And because we are rooted disciples, teachable and open, now we have an opportunity to build something in our life on the foundation of Jesus Christ that is eternal, not just for the moment, not just for our own enjoyment, but to build something that is a declaration to other people about the truth of Jesus Christ and the reality that he wants to spend eternity with us. What are you building on your foundation of Jesus Christ? Well, you have a variety of materials to use. Are you choosing the best, the gold, the silver, the jewels? Or are you choosing the things that are easy, common to come by? Even easier to work with as you're building something on this foundation of Jesus Christ. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work, their character, has any value. Now, we have value in Jesus Christ, but he hands our life to us and says, okay, be transformed. Allow the Holy Spirit to change you from who you are to who you can be. And we all know that Jesus Christ has created us, and we have an image of that better man, that better woman inside of us. And so there is an intentionality that we learn and rooted and we celebrate today, that we know to choose the gold and the silver and the jewels of God's word, of God's ways, of our relationships with one another in Jesus Christ. We choose those instead of the way that is perhaps always easy. It is finally about character. The person of aspiring godly character, well, they understand that they may feel a little bit like a common utensil, but God uses us in a profound and eternal way. And we begin to realize, you know what? This is not common. This is heavenly. This is awesome. This is the way that resonates with me in just the way God wants me to be, to move, to relate to one another. Loving those we know and we don't know just the way that we want to be loved. Through Rooted, Rick's helped us to understand how to build an eternal dwelling, so to speak, on the foundation of Jesus Christ. He's pointed out through the Rooted series what are the better things to build with, the precious things to build with, the eternal things to build with. Yet I think here the scriptures are very accurate. We have a choice. We can continue to build with just common things. And we can build something that will put a roof over our head and food on our table. And not that that's a bad way to go about life, but Christian life is about eternity. And Jesus Christ, through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, allows us to see the gold and the silver, the better things to build our life with. So I believe there's a lot to celebrate today, because people all over our church have been making a greater commitment to Jesus Christ, a commitment to build an eternal dwelling, making a commitment to not be used only on certain occasions, but be ready to be used at any time, anywhere. Jesus Christ came so that we can know life and have that life for the full. Let's pray together. Jesus, I'm thankful that you've given us this rooted opportunity, that we're able to see that, you have eternal plans for us. You have heavenly plans for us, that we are very special utensils in your great plans for the future, for the present, for eternity. And Jesus, we're thankful for the challenge that in your word you're showing us that we have a choice about what kind of structure we build upon the foundation that you laid for us upon the cross. Lord, help us to choose the very best things in life, so that when we're tested like we're being tested now, our character would reveal a submission, a yielding, a faithfulness, an openness to you. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit in this time of challenge and need. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.